What do you get when you mix cocktails and homosexual men? You get an episode of The Natterers. And now let's go to Big Fatty and his group of Natterers tonight. It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online!
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3133 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 11th of February 2020, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show!
Y'all, you're finally getting to hear the episode of The Natterers we recorded on New Year's Eve. Big Fatty! Get your nasty feet away from me, you nasty old queen. Hi, everyone. Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm about to lose a ball.
Oh. By the way, a young Nicholas, you've brought me a cocktail, and I understand it was not properly stirred.
Nope.
No.
Let me stick my toe in it.
I was saving it for the show.
Oh, saving it for the show. So, y'all, he's going to properly stir my cocktail right now. Oh, hello. Oh, my, but that clanged a little bit. Wait a minute.
Please.
Yeah,
oh,
wipe it off on his shirt.
Oh, that's a nice new outfit you have on there, young one.
Are you putting it back in your junk without allowing somebody to
take
the tango ray?
Jesus.
Take your teeth out, Darwin.
Wow. Hi, everybody. Y'all, it is New Year's
Daddy!
It is New Year's Eve. Oh my God, his mouth is like wired open. Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, we're all the gummy bears are here.
Gummy. I'm leaving.
He'll press back in here in a second.
Gummy bear.
Y'all, it is new. Oh my God. Y'all, it's New Year's Eve. It was New Year's Eve last year, 2019. By the time you hear this. Y'all, and we have Nick and Durwood. And y'all, Granny, if Granny sounds a little unusual tonight, it's because he's been drinking since about 4 o'clock. Y'all, yeah. He's been drinking since 4 o'clock, and about 6:30 he goes, "Oh my God, I'm not gonna be able to stay up much longer."
I'm not.
Y'all, it's 8:30 now.
Hey.
And he's like, "Oh my God, I don't know if I can stay up till midnight."
And we're all gonna watch the ball drop, and we're all gonna go.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
So we've had a lovely. Oh my God! Get that nasty. Oh.
Hold up! I started doing that now.
Okay. Y'all, we are having. Oh wait a minute, Derwin, are you responding to somebody on the grin dock?
I'm trying to, but somebody's teeth in the way.
Oh.
We'll put them back in.
Oh shit.
In your mouth, right.
Oh. Yeah, put it in my mouth, Daddy.
Y'all, it's violent.
Sorry,
it's
this is an episode of The Natterers.
It is an episode of The Natterers.
Oh, my
and,
God.
Hold on. I want to sound like Sammy. I say a boy.
Oh, my God. Y'all, they make it sound
this
like
is
a,
the,
that,
this
that,
is
I,
the,
that I that
two.
I I'm like I say I'm like a foghorn
right
leghorn. I say indeed, young man. By the way, since it is New Year's Eve when we're recording this, do you have a New Year's resolution? Can you take it, Durwood?
Get his debts paid.
Oh my God.
Collect receivables.
He wants to close out accounts receivables.
To stay out of debt.
Okay. Granny, what is yours?
To pay my debtors.
Oh, okay. Derwood, there's hope. And Nicholas? Okay, great. No, go ahead.
I have several.
All right, would you like to elaborate on that?
Mm-hmm. Paid debtors?
Paid debtors. All right, Durwood.
Quit smoking.
Quit smoking.
Ain't gonna happen.
Hey.
Okay.
And by the end of the year,
uh-huh,
be on my own.
Ain't gonna happen.
On my own.
We live here.
We have...
No.
With or without a roommate. If he dies before then.
I'm a cocktail. He looked right at me when he said that. Okay. All right, so...
I looked at the chest of drawers.
Oh.
A.K.A. you.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Granny, something fell out. Anyway, y'all... it's New Year's Eve. It's New Year's Eve. And let me see.
Why do people get all these hobbies and my stuff?
Okay. That's because I sent you all those pictures. That's why he didn't want to respond.
I got to upgrade to plus to see it.
It's a bait and switch.
Uh-huh.
Mike, all right. Don't text me.
Y'all, they're on the Grin Doctor right now. Now, y'all, when we might need to explain that when we talk about watching the balls drop, we're not talking about a performance of the Charleston Ballet Theater, right?
Uh-uh.
No. Oh, my God. You just look like... I don't know what you look. You look like something that eats off the bottom of the ocean. A bottom...
A catfish.
No, well, a catfish, but they're called a bottom...
A bottom bear.
A bottom. Okay.
A bottom feeder.
Okay. Bottom feeder. That's it.
Yeah.
All right. So.
Wow. It is so sad to see him go down.
It is. And
so
and based on that, what Nick? What have been the highlights of 2019 for you? Okay. Great.
The highlights of 2019 for me would be getting rid of an ex.
Okay.
Who?
Yeah,
Mickey.
Oh,
he wasn't an ex.
He was an ex.
Was he really?
Yes, he was.
Oh, okay.
Just a trick.
No, getting rid of an ex.
Okay.
Well, Fat Daddy over here taking over the, big fatty online.
I got to launch it.
Okay.
Anyway.
So having difficulties over there?
No.
He's having a stroke. Anyway, please continue, Nick.
Getting rid of an ex, meeting y'all, growing with y'all as a family during 2019.
Don't take my story away from me.
And as the year ends, celebrating the year end and welcoming of the new year with an actual family that I consider a family.
Night after tonight.
Well, now, Granny, is there anything you would like to tell us that you'll remember in 2019? Okay, great.
They all know what I feel.
Aww. We all know what he feels, and y'all, it really needs.
Sometimes it's my ass, sometimes it's my dick, but he just feels it all.
Oh my God!
You just made me nervous.
No, you made me nervous. Sometimes I feel your ass, sometimes I feel your dick. I don't know what I feel like. Oh,
well,
Daddy.
Without permission, my bad.
Oh, well, anyway, no, that wasn't in 2019.
You can't rape the willing. Hello.
Shut up.
And speaking of 2019, Durwood, what are some of your memories of 2019?
2019 sucked.
A bank sucker. Oh, wait, sorry, excuse me.
2019 sucked for me.
Uh-huh.
Glad to see it go.
Okay.
Me too.
I understand.
How about you, Granny?
Well, 2019 is when my mother died.
No, my mama did.
And it was a very interesting experience going through all of that and
all what?
Well, preparing for when you're going to see Eleanor as to watching my mother die. As you can tell we're drunk, y'all. He's not laughing at my mother dying.
Yes, I am.
Oh my God.
Because he laughed at mine.
Poor Eleanor. But
he laughed and my mother died. Yeah, I know he was terrible.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was younger than all of you motherfuckers when my mama died.
So, Durwood is the only one with a mother in the room.
And the only one with real teeth.
He ain't got real teeth. Oh, shh. Ooh, ooh. Secret.
Yeah, really. They ain't fake.
Real paid for.
Y'all are bad. Y'all are fucking bad.
Y'all, I'm the sober one amongst the group.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, we got me kissed. Oh.
Now they got me.
Yeah, they got me kissed.
Oh, my God. Girl, are you listening to this? I don't know when this is going to play. But I... No,
after
but
midnight.
No, it's
yes!
No.
They might never
no,
make this
no,
out of day.
It's, but I'm gonna say this: if you're having a crappy day, I hope this is putting a chuckle on your. And you know, if you're listening at work, you might want to go sit on the turl because you're probably gonna shatter
yourself. Yourself.
And right. If you want to hear it more often, just call the BFO.
What happened to your toe?
That's the one that ran over by a wheelchair. As one of my
friends.
How
about that one?
What happened to that one?
Same thing. The stupid idiot ran over both my feet.
Oh my God, it's
y'all,
so
wait, welcome.
Looking.
Welcome.
I know it. I've had to cut him down to nothing.
Welcome to Podiatrist Today.
Look at, they both got bruises on them.
Oh my God, they're so sick.
What are these stupid old people?
Well, I did not realize we were going to be talking about foot problems. Okay. You know, I have some dry skin on the side of my foot right here. I've been
that's
putting
the elderly problem.
I've been putting the Neosporin on it, but it
that don't
it
work. You got to put Vaseline intensive care.
Oh, how do you know?
Well, he's making around the way I'm talking.
Well, I wish it was a video podcast. That's all I can say. I just wish it was a video podcast.
Oh Jesus!
Y'all, we played it. We just finished.
I just said Vaseline intensive care. I can't say it because I've been drinking.
Oh, we just played a game.
Here, take
my. No, get those nasty claws away from me. Especially now that Derwood is. Especially now that Durwood has looked at him. Honey, put your feet away.
A little bruise on him.
Listen.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes, I'm long toed.
Thank you. Anyway,
no, you're not stubby fat.
We were playing a game. Granny, tell everybody about the game we were just playing.
I don't know.
Did you just shit yourself?
No, it was him. Oh. It was the fireworks.
Okay.
That was called Make 'em Lose It.
Make 'em Lose It. It's not what it's called, but
we're gonna say
don't lose your cool. But so, make it
well, same thing.
Make them lose it, okay? And what was the? How do you play the game, Granny?
You put this thing on top of your head.
A thing on top of your head,
and it has a long stem. Different colors.
A thing,
and it registers your pulse. And when it gets through your pulse. Then it stops, and everybody around there has to make you lose your cool by doing stupid stuff. And if you make it go all the way to the top before 30 seconds, you lose.
Oh.
And how many times did you lose?
I lost every time.
Yeah.
Now, Durwood, yes. I believe you made it to the end of the 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did he really?
Uh-huh. And 20. But the only... Y'all, the only time Durwood... Durwood had it on, and I started, I started taking my clothes off, and his pulse went down, and but then when I started undoing, gross, when I started undoing Granny's clothes, oh my God, y'all, he's like one of these people that didn't have hands, and he's. Pulling on things with his toes. Y'all, we think he's going to masturbate before the night is over. Like a frog.
I'm going to masturbate somebody.
That's oh. You.
Anyway.
Hello.
But,
we ain't taking our Cialis yet.
Oh. By the way, what is the, we have, y'all, it's a slumber party here at the villa tonight. And what is the dress tonight, young Nick?
What are you wearing?
Okay, great.
I was wearing a very blue onesie. with a Bigfoot on it that said a hairy Christmas with Christmas trees on it. And then Santa Paws came and presented me with a very lovely, lovely black union suit from Nasty Pig.
And y'all, when he says it had a Bigfoot on it, it's not like a toe, you know, toes and ankles and all. It was the Yeti.
Okay. Sasquatch.
Bigfoot.
Okay. Sasquatch. Well, but you know, these, you know, trust me, the listeners sometimes don't know what a Bigfoot is.
Sasquatch and the Yeti.
Speaking of big feet, why don't you rub on his feet if you want to rub something?
Oh, I like feet. Don't bother me.
Oh yeah, put him in his mouth. He'll suck your toes. He will. That's your daddy.
No, we'd rather see you do it.
Daddy!
I'll just pinch a roast beef. How about that?
Oh, that's so fucking hot. Okay. Y'all, I've made a decision. I've made a New Year's resolution. I'm never having a New Year's Eve party ever again.
Not to
ever.
Lie.
And Granny's, I don't mind.
I don't know. Just make sure you have Santa Claus's adoption.
Oh. Y'all, we did. We did have some adoptions tonight. We Big Fatty
adoption.
Had an auction.
Same thing.
Big Fatty had some Santa Claus figurines that were over at the Hat Arenas that have been there for
30 years,
15 or 20 years, and they found new homes. So anyway,
thank you so much, Sammy. We appreciate it.
Oh,
Big Fatty. Yes.
Thank you.
Man, you blew it.
Thank you, Big Fatty.
Poor Big Fatty.
Poor Durwood. Yeah.
Poor Durwood fucked it up.
So, stop it. Anyway.
Oh, poor house elf.
House? Oh, yeah, that's right. That's you. By the way, the house elf needs to vacuum.
Again.
Right. So, anyway. Y'all, anything that you want to say to everybody for the new year?
Happy New Year! Hope you get a bunch of pieces of cake.
Oh my god.
And some liquor.
Oh, we've got plenty of liquor.
And that means you
liquor on AR.
That means you, Eleanor? Is that
AR?
AR.
Is it AR?
Yeah. AR what?
AR what?
AR on Facebook.
AR, who is Frosty. AR? Who?
Frosty.
Oh, Baron Frosty.
Oh.
Oh, Mr. Cackle.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Y'all, he did.
But you know what? Happy fucking New Year. I want.
Well, we weren't asking you.
Oh, I know. Oh. Whoever sent Big Fatty the leather torso and the leather merman.
Tom.
No.
Me and Daddy would love one for.
That's the Robs. And the Robs sent the torso. And the enormous guy sent the merman. So anyway. Yeah. All right, y'all.
Hey,
I don't know how to tell you this, but it's time to say goodbye. Say Happy New Year and bye-bye.
Happy New Year.
Bye.
Thank you for calling. Yeah, Gussie, Big Fatty, I can understand why you waited to February to play that, because that was so-so. Well, it was kind of so-so. Y'all, since I had the Natterers today, I could not officially mention a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal to the one and only Pineapple Princess. Y'all, that's the Kyle in the Hawaiian, who evidently may be moving to Hatlanta at some point. Big Fatty, wouldn't that be lovely? It would. And y'all, speaking of Hatlanta, I'm on my way back from my visit to Hatlanta. And y'all, I'll have a brand new little show for you on tomorrow. And y'all, later tonight, I've got the infamous wine dinner, and I'll tell you all about what I shoved in my pie hole. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about anything shoved in any hole of yours.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.